All right. A reading from Psalm 100. Sing a joyful noise to the beloved, all peoples of the earth. Serve love with a glad heart. Join hands in the great dance of life. Know that the beloved of your heart is the divine presence. Love created us, and we belong to the Most High. We are born to be loving, expressions of the Creator's divine plan. Open the gates of your heart with gratitude and enter love's court with praise. Give thanks to the beloved. Bless love's holy name. For love is of God and lives in your heart forever. With faith, truth, and joy, now and in all that is to come.
Good morning and welcome to Pathways. Our spiritual practice for today is gratitude. We will open with a prayer by John Phillips Newell. For the freshness of this new day, thanks be to you, O God. For morning's gift of clarity, in light like the first day's dawn, thanks be to you. In this newborn light, let us see afresh. In this gateway onto what has never been before, let our souls breathe hope for the earth, for the creatures, for the human family. Let our souls breathe hope. Amen. What evokes gratitude? Diana Butler Bass in her book Grateful writes, "Gratitude is not about stuff. Gratitude is the emotional response to the surprise of our very existence, to sensing that inner light and realizing the astonishing, sacred, social, and scientific events that brought each one of us into being. We cry out like the psalmist, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Life itself is the gift. Grateful people feel life to be a gift." Sounds good, right? As Diana Butler Bass continues, gratitude is a feeling, and feelings are great when you feel good. But what about when you don't? How do you experience gratitude when feelings are elusive or negative? Gratitude is more than just an emotion. It is also a disposition that can be chosen and cultivated, an outlook toward life that manifests itself in actions. It is an ethic. By ethic, we mean a framework of principles by which we live more fully in the world. This ethic involves developing habits and practices of gratefulness that changes us for the better. Gratitude involves not only what we feel, but also what we do. Gratitude is both a feeling and a choice, and this is why we practice gratitude. If we practice gratefulness, it becomes a natural and normal way of engaging with the world. With gratitude, our hearts open toward one another. It can shape who we are. We can choose to focus on our failures or our losses. We can choose anger, fear, resentment, grief, and pain. When we neglect gratitude, we are, in effect, making a choice toward negative emotions, which in turn foster more negativity. To choose gratitude is to hear an inner urging toward thanks, to be aware of the grace in life, and to respond. We might be grateful persons with thankful hearts, but as soon as we turn on the news, we realize we are at odds with the world in which we live.
A reading from Romans 5:1-5 from the First Nations Version. This good standing we have brings peace with the Great Spirit. This peace comes from trusting in Creator sets free, that is, Jesus, the chosen one, and what he has done for us. Our trust in him opens the way into Creator's great kindness and is now the solid ground on which we stand. Now our boasting is in him as we look forward to being the kind of people the Great Spirit created us to be, a people filled with his beauty and shining greatness. But we must also find joy in our sufferings on his behalf, for we know that when the trail gets rough, we must walk with firm steps to reach the end. As we walk firmly in his footprints, We gain the strength of spirit that we need to stay true to the path. This gives us the hope we need to reach the end of the trail with honor. All of this is because of Creator's great love that has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who is his gift to us from above.
The key to fostering an attitude of gratitude is to practice it regularly. Anne Kurtz-Kernian, in her book Spiritual Practices for the Brain, lists suggestions to help us practice gratitude. 1, keep a gratitude journal. Recall the gifts that have come your way. Read it later and savor those moments. Be on the lookout for gifts throughout the week. 2, seek out prayers of gratitude. These are powerful sources of inspiration. Use the Psalms 23, 34, 103, or any other devotional. 3, use all your senses, taste, sight, touch, smell, and hearing, to appreciate the miracle of being alive. Focus on the gifts you receive through that particular lens. Take a few deep breaths outside to enjoy the natural scents. Savor meals. Slow down and enjoy these everyday gifts our senses bring to us. 4, set up visual reminders. I personally set up shells and rocks from my travels in every room to remind me to be grateful, not only for the vacation spots, but for the diversity of nature. Also, post gratitude quotes on your computer. Display pictures of people who are especially dear to you. 5, smile. Look people in the eye and say thank you. Write thank you notes and letters. Seize every opportunity to express your gratitude with others. The effects can ripple out to many more. 6, create a gratitude jar. Write down blessings that have come your way. Read the notes at a family dinner to spread an attitude of gratitude to all at the table. Read the notes when you're not feeling grateful to reset your choice. Let's pause for a moment and take a few deep breaths. Draw the energy of gratitude throughout your whole body. Feel every cell in your body smiling and opening to a new energy. Breathe in gratitude. Breathe out blessing. Gratitude, blessing.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
We will close with an excerpt from Diana Butler Bass's Thanksgiving Prayer.
God, there are many days we do not feel grateful. When we are anxious or angry, when we feel alone, when we do not understand what is happening in the world or with our neighbors, when the news is bleak and confusing, when there are threats, injustice, violence, and war. We struggle to feel grateful.
But today we choose gratitude.
To accept life as a gift from you and as a gift from the unfolding work of all creation.
We choose
to be grateful for the earth from which our food comes, for the water that gives life, and for the air we all breathe.
We choose
to thank our ancestors, those who came before us, for their stories and struggles. We receive their wisdom as a continuing gift for today.
We choose
to see our families and friends with new eyes, accepting them for who they are. We are thankful for our homes, whether humble or grand.
We choose
to appreciate and care for our neighbors, whatever our differences, or how much we feel hurt or misunderstood by them.
We choose
to see the world as our shared commons, our home now, and the legacy we will leave to the generations to come.
God, we do not give thanks. We choose it. We will make this choice of thanks with courageous hearts, knowing that it is humbling to say thank you. We choose to open ourselves to your sacred generosity, aware that we live in an unending circle of gratitude. We pledge to make thanks. We ask you to strengthen us in this resolve, here, now, and into the future. We choose thanks. Amen.